the past week, top executives from two of the world's largest social media platforms have testified before the US Congress. We heard from Facebook's Chief Operating Officer, Sheryl Sandberg, and Twitter's Chief Executive, Jack Dorsey. And the hearing comes after claims that Russia and other foreign actors spread misinformation and propaganda ahead of the 2016 US presidential election. The executives acknowledged they were unprepared to act against fake accounts and political meddling.
We were too slow to spot this and too slow to act. That is on us.
We found ourselves unprepared and ill-equipped for the immensity of the problems that we've acknowledged. Abuse, harassment, troll armies, propaganda through bots and human coordination, misinformation campaigns, and divisive filter bubbles.
But there was also an empty chair. Google wasn't there. To discuss the hearing and how the social media platforms are responding to these issues, I've spoken to someone who's perhaps covering this more closely than most. Kara Swisher is editor-at-large for the technology news website Recode. She's also a columnist for The New York Times, and she's worked for The Washington Post and The Wall Street Journal. I began by asking her about Google's absence from the hearing.
Well, they invited first Sundar Pichai, who's the CEO of Google, and also Larry Page, who's the founder of Google and also the CEO of Alphabet, which owns Google. And neither of them wanted to come, and they wanted to send in their stead their lawyer, Kent Walker, who's a major executive at Google, but not them.
Broadly speaking, what were the main issues canvassed at the hearing?
Well, it was all about election interference, essentially, and some other things about Russian bots and, you know, fake information and things like that. But it stuck largely to really serious topics as opposed to other hearings that sort of veered off into all kinds of different ways. There's another hearing later in the day that was about content moderation on Twitter that was a little crazier. But in general, it didn't do those, you know, right now conservatives. Some conservatives in the United States think that Twitter is biased against them, which is just ridiculous. So it focused on serious issues, which are this election meddling and how the platform is being misused by malevolent actors.
You mentioned Twitter there, and I was monitoring your Twitter feed during the hearing. Mm-hmm. You noted at one point, you wrote, this is really an easy hearing for Facebook and Twitter.
They got lauded for being there and for the steps they're taking. It's sort of an all is forgiven kind of thing from the Congress. Sorry you broke democracy, but thank you for trying to fix it.
You've been following this for quite a while. Is it fair to say that both sides of politics agree that this is a problem, election meddling?
Everybody but Donald Trump, pretty much. Yes, everyone agrees. And, except for some of the outliers who are his allies. But in general, most people who are sane think that it was a problem.
So what are Facebook and Twitter doing to stamp out election meddling at the moment?
Well, they've got a couple of things they have to do. They've got to remove fake accounts, which is something they've been working on, which are accounts that are just made and bots and things like that, so that are just fake. And so they've had to do that. The other is to make political advertising transparent of who's buying it and where it's coming from and who, you know, who's manipulating it, essentially. They should probably make a lot of advertising transparent, but that was a real problem. It's transparent everywhere else that it's dissipated, but on the internet it wasn't. And so that was an important thing. And then the last thing is to deal with the fake news problem, which is just all over the place, and especially on those two platforms.
Back on the issue of bots, what problems come along with bots in this space when it comes to election meddling? What are we talking about here?
They gin up fake outrage, and then real people get involved with them. That's the thing. It isn't just because they gin up real outrage. It's that then humans see it and think it's real, and then, oh, all these people are mad. And then, you know, it's sort of like starting a fake riot, but then a real riot results.
And how do you stop that from happening?
You get rid of the bots or you label the bots. That's one thing they talked about, which was labeling the bots. And that's one thing they have to start to think about doing. And that was one thing they discussed today.
You've been following this for some time, no doubt. Hearing from Facebook and Twitter that, you know, this is a problem and we need to deal with it, in a sense, that's not new. We've been hearing that for some time. Are you convinced that the platforms are taking this issue seriously?
Oh, they're taking it seriously. This is the first time they've appeared at Congress. And I think they're going to have to take some hit in their finances and other areas because of it. Eventually, you know, this is not something we can tolerate in any country, you know, and it's been abused in other countries. And so it's a problem. And so they've definitely got to figure out a way to make this not an issue on their platforms. And it's a very big, it's a very important thing to the government of the United States that's not Donald Trump, and it's a very important thing to everyone across the globe, I think.
So what about the question of regulation? What else can Congress do to actually make sure these social media platforms are doing everything they can to stop something like election meddling?
Well, they can do lots of things. They can do, there's an election security law that sort of sits there. There was an honest ads law that was there. There's an Internet Bill of Rights that they could put in about privacy. You know, California is a state that's been very aggressive, too. They just passed a much more stringent, not as stringent as some people would like, but a relatively stringent privacy policy. And so if you're going to see the states do it, you eventually will see the federal government doing it.
So you think more regulations on the cards, or do you think the tech companies are successfully avoiding that at the moment?
I think they're trying to successfully avoid it, and we'll see if they can. You know what I mean? I'm not sure they can completely avoid something like that, but they are certainly trying. They want to say, sorry, we made a mess. Now we promise to fix it, essentially.
Now, the hearing was the fourth in a series examining social media platforms. Where to from here? Are we expecting, for example, to see an appearance from Google's senior executives?
Maybe if they compel them to come. I mean, you know, they do have subpoena power at Congress, so they can do that. I think they didn't want to be subpoenaed. They will show up if they are subpoenaed, but they certainly didn't want to be subpoenaed. I think there'll probably be, there'll be more. There's an antitrust one coming up. You know, there'll be lots more depending on what's had. I think the key things are around these elections. I think that's the most important thing that we've got to pay attention to. And everywhere is election security. And that's not just on the internet, it's, you know, voting machines and everything else.
Finally, just to get my head around another issue, the U.S. Justice Department says it's meeting with state attorneys general to discuss concerns that social media platforms are intentionally stifling the free exchange of ideas. What are the concerns here? How is a platform like Facebook seen to be stifling ideas?
They're not. It's not. That's just a right-wing. It's just a right-wing conspiracy theory, and it's not true. And it's just not true. And this is because President Trump, he doesn't even understand how the algorithm works. It's not. It's based on page rank. It's based on all kinds of issues. There's not people over at Google or Twitter or Facebook sitting around saying, "Let's take down this conservative." It's just. It's such a. It's, you know. It's like alligators in the toilet. It's just crazy. The issue is, how are these algorithms made? Who makes them? You can talk about those things, diversity, not enough diversity. You can talk about a wide range of things. But the idea that an algorithm is doing this is just not, it's just not true.
Kara Swisher, editor at large for the technology news website Recode.